This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian and conveyed Eid and Nowruz greetings. Both the leaders expressed hope that this festive season brings peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region, which threaten regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is considering winding down military operations against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said they are getting very close to meeting their objective of the military operations and hence considering winding down the military efforts in the Middle East. His post was the strongest indication yet that he may be prepared to soon end hostilities that began on the 28th of February. The United States has also announced a 30-day sanctions waiver permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the decision is intended to quickly stabilize global markets by unlocking already available oil supplies. The Embassy of India in Saudi Arabia is providing consular and attestation services to the Indian diaspora at Dammam, Jubail and Hail today. In a social media post, the embassy said the consular issues of the Indian diaspora visiting the center are being addressed satisfactorily. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the world is going through a period of crisis with conflicts prevailing in several regions. On the possible energy and food crisis arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia, he said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country has largely been safeguarded from such crises so far. He was addressing a program in Haldwani in Uttarakhand on the completion of 4 years of the state government. The BJP has released the third list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala. The list includes the names of T.N. Suresh, who will contest from Kovalam Assembly seat, V. Ratish from Pyramid seat, Ajimon from Mavelikara, while Vivek Gopan will contest from Aruvikara seat, and K.R. Rajesh will be the party candidate from Chavara seat. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has emphasized the need for a balanced approach between economy and ecology for the country's development. Addressing the inaugural session of a two-day national workshop in Dehradun today, on the occasion of International Day of Forests, he said, achieving this balance requires a science-based approach.
A developed India should not only be economically strong, it should also be a nation that offers a model for ecological sustainability. We must adopt a balanced approach between economy and ecology. For this, our approach should be science-based and our interventions should be driven by technology. Moving towards carbon neutrality should be at the core of our industrial growth. Only by advancing in these areas can we promote and strengthen our green GDP.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has constituted 19 appellate tribunals in West Bengal to hear appeals related to inclusion or exclusion of voters in the electoral rolls as part of the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. The ECI said the decision was taken in compliance with the 10th of March 2026 order of the Supreme Court and based on the recommendation of the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire offer Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. In Orleans Masters Badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma will take on former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan in the semi-finals of women's singles at Palais des Sports in France this evening. In the other last four clash, India's Isha Rani Barua will face Thailand's Pichamon Oparthniput. And with that, we end this news bulletin.